now you brought me out with your mighty outstretched hand. Broke the bands of sin and you set me free. Gave me joy and peace and liberty. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. How can I forget what you have done for me? When I was down in Egypt land, you brought me out with your mighty outstretched hand. Broke the bands of sin, set me free, and after that gave me joy, peace, and liberty. Jesus, I'll never, never forget. While we are standing, we want to pray. Lord, we thank you right now for this time, this day, and this hour. Look on us now as we come to you, as humble as we know how. With our heads bowed, our hearts lifted unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. Look on us now, each one of us. You see what we stand in need of. Look on our leaders while they're away from us in their absence. Strengthen them, encourage them, renew them while they're vacationing. In the name of Jesus, give them safe journeys. We look to you by faith. We are claiming it done by faith. Have your own way. Let your will be done. Save the unsaved. Reclaim the backslider. Stir the mind of your people everywhere. Break down stubborn wheels. Tear down everything that is not like you. Everything that exalts itself against you, tear it down. Every false hope, every vain imagination, destroy it. Woo, my God, destroy it in the name of Jesus. We look to you. We're waiting on you. We can do nothing without you. Look on the sick and afflicted that are away from us. Touch and heal. You are a healer. You can heal all manner of sickness and disease. Nothing is too hard for you. We look to you. We trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We do honor the Lord on today, and our bishop and his wife in their absence, and to each of you, the elders, Elder Jones, Minister Jackson, and to the deacons, mothers, and to all of you that are present. The Lord is good to us, and he is worthy to be praised. I'm blessed, healthy, prosperous, and the favor of the Lord is on my side. I can't lose for winning. I can't go under for going over. And guess what? I have everything that I need. If I don't have it, it's just because I don't need it. Because he promised to supply our every need. I'm glad to be here on this afternoon, this morning. Amen. And for the bishop allowing me to exercise my gift or whatever the Lord has done for me. Amen. I'm looking at top shelf. Amen. We thank the Lord. God is so good to us. Amen. You know, a lot of things are going on in our world today. I mean, so much is happening, it's just unbelievable. I'm talking about stuff that is unbelievable. If you wasn't here witnessing what is going on, if somebody tell you something that's happening now and you wasn't around, you probably wouldn't believe it. Say, oh, no, that ain't happening. No, that, no. We're living in a day and time when I question who cares? Really, really, who cares? Because so much is happening and people are doing so many different things and people saying so much, then I wonder who cares? We hear a lot about pro-life. That's the issue today. Pro-life. And that is an issue. We do not condone, I don't condone, killing in no form or fashion. And I don't believe a true saint of God believes in killing in any form or fashion. So pro-life is what we should believe. We believe in life, living a good life. And we talk about abortion and guns. These two issues, pro-life. Gun control is an issue. Our young people go to school and have to walk through a metal detector because guns are just rampant in the land. And then when you talk about gun control, then you got a set saying that they're trying to take away our guns. They want to take away our guns. You don't need no AR-15 to hunt rabbits. You don't need that to hunt no squirrels. But we're for pro-life. When you talk about pro-life, you got to get a control of these guns. The children walked out of school because so many young people had been getting killed in school. So they just walked out one day across our country. You know what that was all about? Pro-life. But when they start talking to our elected politicians, that gun control fell on deaf ears. Fell on deaf ears. They still haven't did anything about it. They're still talking and arguing about it. Look, I'm not saying that everybody should turn in their guns. Then some people ask me, do you have a gun? No, I do not. I don't have a gun. Well, what you gonna do? Somebody breaking your house. And that's the first thing they say. What you gonna do? Somebody breaking your house and take advantage of your wife. Now, see, that's supposed to get my attention. They take advantage of your wife and you there watching them take advantage of your wife. But I trust that that never happens. I have a security system and I trust that if somebody, when I alarm it, when I go to bed, that when they try to come in, that the alarm will go off, that the security system will act like it's supposed to and dispatch the police and they get there on time before anything happens. We was away from home. We was in Illinois. And the alarm company called me around 10-something at night, said my garage door was ajar. And you know I got kind of, I'm in Illinois, and I'm a long way from home, and I don't know what's going on. So they called the house. Before the alarm goes off, my phone started ringing. Some of you all have that technology that you can see your house wherever you are. You can watch it on your phone, who going in your house and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not that far yet. But I got the system where they should activate the police and they actually did send the police to my house. And they called me around 4 times about my garage door. And so they asked for my permission to bypass my garage door. I said, do that, because it just keep going off and we're not there. I don't think anything wrong. I gave my neighbor the code to go in my garage to go check on my, see, it's the door that comes, you know, into your garage. So my neighbor went over and checked it out, so your door was closed. And so my sensors, for some reason, was going off. I don't know why, but it wasn't nothing. But we got alarm systems, and I just don't feel I need a gun. That's me. Now, God forbid that any saint would shoot somebody and somebody would happen to lose their life. God forbid that. God forbid that someone would come into our church here with a weapon and our security would take their life. God forbid that that would happen. Don't nobody, a saint, want to cause somebody to lose their life at no time. But we have these issues in front of us talking about pro-life. And when they try to do something and talk about it, it falls on a deaf ear. So my question is, who cares? Who really cares? There's an issue in Flint, Michigan. Some of you all have heard about it. The water system, they're killing the people are dying. Brought it to their attention. Children dying, grown folks dying, the water's poison. And we took water to Flint, Michigan to try to help and alleviate some of this. Oh, my God. But the government did nothing. They can clean up an ocean full of oil. Don't tell me what they can't do. They can clean up an ocean. It upsets me. It angers me. Yes, sir. An oil spill for miles and miles and miles. And they can clean it up, but they can't do nothing about the water in Michigan, in Flint, Michigan. Well, don't tell me you can't do nothing. Who cares?
Yes, sir.
Woo, my God. Who cares? Pro-life. That's what it's all about, pro-life.
Yes, sir.
A man took a knee. Took a knee.
Yes, sir.
And what did they do? They expelled him, his livelihood, because he took a knee. What he was concerned about was life.
Yes, sir.
Pro-life. Men losing their lives. So what he did, he protested because he didn't like seeing men losing their lives, and he took a knee. Cost him his job,
right?
His livelihood, because of pro-life. Psalms 27 and 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. If anybody should care, is mother and father. If anybody is concerned about us, as children, we're all children. We're all somebody's child. But parents have walked off and left their children. Fathers have forsaken their children. Mothers have left their children. They didn't care. And it affects children even after they get grown. Even after they get grown, they still are affected. Somebody say, well, they should get over it.
They should get over it. They grown. They should know. They should know what's happening. They should know about life, but they still affected. My mother was an orphan. She never knew her mother nor her father. So I didn't know either grandparent on my mother's side. My mother called me even after I got grown, had children. She would call me from time to time crying. I never knew my mother. I didn't know in my family. She was still being tormented because she didn't know her parents. You got children today, don't know their father, don't know their mother. Emotionally, they are disturbed. Some children have been abused. Some children are being sexually molested from the hands of other folks. But God, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Who cares? John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill, to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. Woo! That they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. God is concerned about us living. And we ought to be concerned about other folks living. That's why we preach the gospel. That's why we teach. That's why we live a life that others might see our lives and read us, that their lives might be changed. But the thief come, but to steal, kill, and destroy. There is an enemy in the world today named coronavirus. Yes, sir. Enemy of the world. I ain't talking about Georgia. I'm not talking about California. Right. I'm talking about the world. Right. The enemy of the world, coronavirus. Yes, it don't care who it affects. Don't have no respect of person. You can be tall and good looking, and your hair might be flowing, and you wearing the fine. It don't care nothing about that. No, sir. When that coronavirus hits you, you've been hit. And it's by the grace of God, if you ever been infected, that God is the only one that brought you through. Nothing but the grace of God. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. In order to get something from God, you got to humble yourself.
That's it.
God resisteth the pride, those that exalt themselves. When you lift yourself up, God will bring you down. But if you humble yourself,
right,
he will exalt you in due time. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting. Woo!
Yes, sir.
Oh, who cares?
Yes, sir.
casting all your care upon him. For he careth for you. All we have to do is humble ourselves and come before him. Give it to the Lord. Why? If mother don't care, father don't care, God cares. He concerned about what we're going through. He feels our pain. He knows our hearts. He knows everything about us. He cares. If the government don't care, God cares. If mother and father don't care, God cares. My God. Casting all of our cares on him, because he careth for us. The devil is as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He's out to destroy life. He's out to kill us any way he possibly can.
Yes, sir.
Emotionally, spiritually, financially. He wants to destroy us. But God wants to bless us.
Well,
he wants to give us the desires of our hearts.
Well,
Yes, sir. Woo, my God. If you're sick, he's a healer. I heard the word of God said, call on the elders of the church and let them anoint with oil and pray over them. And if they committed any sin, it shall be forgiven them. And the prayer of faith will raise them up. And if they have did anything, God will forgive them. God is able. Nothing is too hard for him. Give it to him. He's able to make a way. Woo, my God. Sometimes we get into situations where nobody can help us. Nobody can do what needs to be done for us but God. But God. I'm getting close to 75. And I've seen some things and I've been through something. But there have been times in my life. Woo, went to bed at night. Children young. Out of work. What am I going to do? But God. I was making in 1986, $85,000. In 1986, the job folded. They went to California. I went down to $4.50 an hour. Traveling 3 hours to work.
Yes, sir.
Car give out, I couldn't fix it.
Right.
Going 3 hours one way, 3 hours another way, 6 hours a day for $4.50. But God. Went to bed at night, didn't know what I was going to do. They come to board up our house. Board up our house. But the Lord. But the Lord. Stepped in. The man felt sorry. God touched his heart. He said, I can't do it. He didn't know why he couldn't do it, but God had that man. Couldn't evict us and put us outdoors.
Yes, sir.
Cast all your cares on him.
Yes, sir.
Because he careth. My wife was at the TPA or whatever, the school thing. PTA. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Befriended this lady. This lady invited my wife to go home with her. The lady gave her groceries. I'm talking about groceries.
Yes, sir.
You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. You can't tell it. Let me tell it. What the Lord has done for me. He's made a way out of no way. He healed my body when I was sick. You know, I had lost 25 pounds. My pants was falling down. I went and got some suspenders. That was before suspenders was popular. I went and bought some suspenders because I couldn't keep my pants up. Lost 25 pounds, couldn't work. Trying to work and couldn't work. My stomach messed up and I was trying to work because I wasn't going to the doctor. They told me that God can heal me. And I was just so foolish. Yeah, that's right. I was foolish enough to believe it. So one day I was trying to go to work and all I made it was to the porch. I bent over the banisters and started vomiting, went back into the house, so I can't make it. Said, what am I going to do now? You got to go to the doctor in order to get a slip, in order to report back to work. I'm not going to the doctor. Now what am I going to do? 2 days I was at home. The third day God healed me, never had it no more. I'm talking about what God can do. I had a torn meniscus in my knee. Limping. Couldn't walk. I didn't want the cover to touch my knee. Turning over in bed, groaning. And one day, I went to work. Getting out of my car. I was dread getting out of the car because I knew my knee was going to hurt. And I realized I got up that morning and my knee wasn't hurting. I got up that morning not realizing that my knee was healed overnight. I had an MRI that said you're going to have to take 6 to 8 weeks off of work and have this surgery. I heard some bad reports about knee surgery. I told my wife I wasn't going to have it. She said, well, what you going to do? I said, I'm not going to have it. Kept on limping. But God, overnight, he performed surgery.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Woo! My God, don't tell me what God can't do. He's a healer. He's a doctor in the courtroom. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a doctor in surgery. He's able to do anything but fail. Whatever we need is in him.
Yes, sir.
We move. We live. We breathe in him.
That's right.
Matthew's 11 and 28.
Yes, sir.
Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, come unto me. It don't matter who you are. He's just saying, come. If you need him to do something for you today, come unto him. If you're hurting, come. If you need financing, come. If you need saving, come. All he's saying is, come unto me. All ye that labor, you trying to deal with it. You trying to work it out. Don't seem like you can meet the need. He's saying, come. All you got to do is come to him. In no wise will he turn you away if you come. He don't care about your status. He don't care where you are. He's saying, come. Come unto me. Give it to him. Let him have it. Let him do it for you. Let him work it out. He's able. He's a consolator. In the midnight hour, he can consolate you. When you're going through, he's able to work it out. All he's saying is, come unto me. Maybe you might be going through with something on today. If you would stand and give it to the Lord. He said, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, casting all your cares on him. He cares for us. He cares for you. Whatever it is, he can do it for you.